Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show coming live to you from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. Hope you guys have had a great day and that you are blessed, and that you know that you are blessed, and especially what God is doing personally in your lives and just for the fact of who God is and the fact that you have the opportunity to be alive and see and experience another day. You know, so today we'll get things going. Get things started. I just want to just encourage you guys today to just think about all the blessings that you have and just give God all the glory and all the praise for all the things that He's doing in your life, because there's a reason that we're here. There's a reason that God has done what He's done and is doing in our lives. And let's pray. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for salvation. Let's pray for deliverance. And better yet, I'd like to say, just pray. And basically, before we get things started, you know, I just see someone on the air. And I'm just going to click on the line right now just to say hello right now. Hello, caller. You are live on the air. Welcome to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Are you there? Hello? I guess for those who are listening, and I actually saw my mother's name in the queue, her phone number in the queue. But if there's something that you would like to say, if you want to give thanks for what God is doing in your life, just feel free to press 1, and then I will know. Okay, she's saying something. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing? You're live on the radio show.
How are you, sir? This is your mom.
Of course I know.
I'm calling to tell you what a blessing it was to hear you last week. And I can sit back and watch what the Lord is doing in your life.
Oh, Mom. Well, Mom, you know what?
And I just want you to know that you are a blessing to me.
Oh, Mom.
And prayerfully to all that you come in contact with.
Mom. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mom, do you have a word of inspiration that will help to inspire people? Or do you have like a small part of a verse that you would like to say?
A small part of what?
Of a song that you would like to sing.
No. No, not right now.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. If you'd like to, you know, just press that 1 again, and then I'll bring you back into the queue, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
And listen and enjoy.
All right, Mom. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. And you guys, you listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright coming to you. If you listen to my radio show on Tuesdays, I actually have started preaching, which is going to become the new format. On Tuesdays, I'll be preaching and playing some music and I just be doing some light exhortations on Thursdays and playing some music. But if there's something you would like to talk about or share on your end, you know, feel free to call in. The number is 646-595-4311. Don't forget to press that 1 button. And if you're online right now, I will definitely bring you on to say a few words. We're going to get things started today with a song That's from my CD, and it's entitled Just Pray. Sit back and enjoy.
People are hurting. People are searching without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for the
guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. That was Just Pray, one of the songs that's being featured and actually getting some airtime nationwide. So you guys, I just wanted to say thank you for keeping me in your prayers, because my CD is finally going national, and the date was pushed back to something like April the 24th, April the 27th. I believe it's April the 27th. I'll definitely check and make sure I let you guys know next Tuesday. And so it's actually getting airplay in parts of Tennessee, in the Nashville area, in New York, some parts of New Jersey, Connecticut, several places in Connecticut, Georgia, and basically any place that will play my music. Please call your local radio station and ask for G Wright. Either Just Pray or Consecrate It for you. But right now, I just wanted to just encourage you guys right now through a small exhortation. You know, life's just so hard, period. And one of the things that that has been on my mind and on my heart lately has been the part of really just realizing your purpose. Realizing your purpose. You've got to realize your purpose. Because once you know your purpose, then you're better able to deal with some of the things that come. You know, if you know your purpose, you'll be able to walk and make sure you're walking in the right direction you're supposed to be walking in. And you'll make sure that you're doing the things you're supposed to do. So I just want to encourage you, before I go to this next song, to walk in the places that you're supposed to walk in. Do the things you're supposed to do. Know your purpose. And once you know your purpose, you guys, you'll be singing this song like our friend Liz Yancey is entitled Free.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the
you guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I apologize for that little malfunction that's going on right there. But I do have a caller calling in that's in the queue. Caller, you are on live. Welcome to the Hard Love Radio Show.
What's up, G Rizite? This is T-A-C.
What's going on, big brother? And you know what, T? I got to tell you, you know, my mom is actually online. I know she's been hearing about you. I'm about to bring her on real quick. Hey, Mom.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes.
I have T-A-Z calling into the show as well. So I know you probably wanted to say hello to T-A-Z, so I just brought you back on for a quick second.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
Hi, T. Hi,
I heard so much about you. I've heard so much about you, and from G Wright, and it's like we family already. So I'm calling your mom.
Hey, that's quite all right. It's about time I heard your voice anyway. Because I heard a lot of you. Great talks, good things about you.
Well, that's good because we feel the same way. Me and my wife feel the same way about him, so it's all good. Good talking to you.
You too. Be blessed.
Mom, I'm taking back off, Mom. Just...
Hey, babe.
Hey, T-A-Z, what is going on in T-A-Z's world right now? Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, Karen, you know me. I'm always writing. I just wrote a gospel song for my seventh gospel CD, Be Blessed 70, and I just wrote one for the CD. I'm like four tracks into it. I'm still writing about the president, me being the president of the United States before Obama was.
For the record, T.A.Z. was the first black African-American president.
Only on CD.
Only on CD, y'all.
But yeah, man, I've been doing that and trying to move up there to Hampton, VA. And once I get to Hampton, then you know I'm going to make my way to D.C. to see you. And I know you're going to come down there to see us too, so it'll be all good.
You know, let me tell you this. I was telling someone was actually asking. I did an interview with a guy named Robert Wesley Branch last night.
Right.
And so he interviewed me for a show on Blog Talk. And, you know, and it's funny, it took me back down memory lane because he was asking me how I got started in actually doing radio. Which, you know, of course, you know, I had to bring your name up because you were the first host to actually interview me on online radio.
Right.
Yeah, hey. You introduced me to online radio, and then I told you about Blog Talk Radio.
And then I switched on to Blog Talk, and it's been live ever since.
Yeah, and you took over Blog Talk. T-A-Z.
Nah. I wish I did. I do a little bit of something. We interviewed a female from Nebraska last week. I got a co-host that's in Florida. She lives in Florida. I've never met her, but she calls in, and she's my co-host. And also, we interviewed a rapper down here in Atlanta that I met during a music conference. So everything is great, man. That was last week, matter of fact. I don't have no show this week. I'm just chilling.
You're just chilling? Well, T, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play this thing. This is what T-A-Z did for me, y'all. Hold on.
Yo, this is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P. Blog Talk Radio Show, giving a shout out to my little brother, G. Wright of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G. Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G. Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizzite. And I'll talk to you later, all Rizite.
Hey, T.
Yeah. It was quick little, what they say, a quick little ditty that I put together just for your drop.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. You know, and you know what, y'all, I got to tell you this. TAZ was like, now, where is my drop? So I was trying to work on one, and then a computer crashed.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to tell you why I downloaded. I downloaded Audacity.com.
Right.
But once it saves it, I have to try to somehow get it to actually convert the file to MP3 because it won't play. It has to be something downloaded from two tracks to something to save as an MP3. So I'm trying to work on that.
All you got to do on your show in the middle of the block, just say, your little spiel, and I go back and download your show and get the spot where you said, I listen to TAZ, ATAZP, whatever, and I'll get it and I'll put some music behind it.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah, you can do it right now. Just say your name and your name of your show, like we did in the studio, and you kept saying G Wright, the Heart of Love Show, about 8 times. Remember?
Okay, so I'm gonna do that. I say ATAZP live.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm not saying nothing. Go ahead.
Hello, this is G Wright, and when I'm alone by myself, I like to listen to my big brother TAZ at ATAZP live. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
Cool, G, right? That's a mark. We gonna mark that. We gonna mark that. You see how easy it is? All I gotta do is go back and download this, and I just get that spot, and I'll put it on, and it'll be done. Right there.
Now, how do you do it? What equipment do you need?
All you got to do, really you don't need nothing for this. You just download the show. I download your whole show, and then I'll go back and play it. And I got a little, I got a recorder on my sound card, and I just record that spot. Then turn it off, and I'll go back and put it on CD and put some music up under the CD and roll it back through my, my beat maker, and I'm good.
Let me do another one. Let me do another one.
Yeah, say the name of your show.
Okay, all right. This is G Wright, host of the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I just wanted to give us love. Let me do it.
G Wright, I'm recording all this that we're saying now, right?
Listen, I know what you are. You guys who are tuning in right now, you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I have my guest, one of my guests. Who is my big brother, and who's my big brother? He and his wife are like my big brother and sister, and I'm just doing a little radio drop for him real quick. Hold on, guys. This is G Wright, host of the Heart of Love Radio Show. I just want to give out props to my big brother, TAZP, host of ATAZP Live, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Boom! There you go.
All right.
You know I'm gonna record this whole conversation. You already know.
Oh yeah.
And folks are gonna be laughing. They were clowning.
Man, let me say this. We clown all the time. All the time. And you know what, I think I've been around the kids a little bit too much today. I'm talking about all the time. But but you know what? Don't go anywhere, T.
No, I'm not.
For those who are listening right now, I'm going to bring you the sounds of my cousin, Eureka A. Wright, and this is Thank You, Lord.
The Bible says in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you.
You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, you just heard my cousin Eureka A. Wright singing Thank You, Lord. She's available. Her CD is entitled Call for a Purpose, and her CD is available on iTunes. Just look for Eureka Wright. And I have my big brother in the industry, T-A-G.
Hey, man, I like that song. I like that song. That song was bad.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, she's singing. I'm glad to send that to you so you can play it on your show.
Really? Because that song was bad. That song was bad. I'm going to tell you what I'm listening to. The gospel songs that I've been getting. Oh, man. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, the new one. You got that?
Man, I have to buy it.
Goodness. You must get it. It's so bad. Walking Miracle is the name of the CD. Vanessa Bell Armstrong. I'm also listening to Marlo Moore, you know, my friend I had on my show. I bought her whole CD. It's called More to the Story. She lives down here in the ATL and sings at Draper Smith's Church.
Oh, for real?
Wings of Faith, yeah. I bought some gospel hip-hop, which is I-Rock, and his godmother and father is Will and Jada Smith.
Oh, wow.
Man, I've been listening to a lot of stuff. So I usually play it on my no-spin show, on my show. I do mix in R&B with gospel all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love everything, and jazz, so I listen to it all.
Hey, listen, I want you to check this one out. I'm not sure if you've heard this one. Her name is Karima Kibble. She used to be with, what's the name of the three-lady group? They were Sisters Virtue.
Yeah, I thought she sounded familiar. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to play this for you. I'm not sure if you've heard this one. This is called...
No, I haven't.
Okay, here it is. I'm halfway to destiny, yeah, yeah. guys enjoyed that. That was Karima Kibble, and that was Closer, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And I have with me my buddy, my pal, my mentor.
Yeah, sometimes I do give you a little bit of that. Sometimes.
Don't even.
I'm not that old. Hey man, I like that song too. I like that song. I heard about her having a single, but I never heard the song.
Right, then that's not the one they're actually pushing, but you know that's one of the ones I like.
Okay. Well, I never heard any of this. I never heard any of it. I knew she was, you know, out solo, but that was about all I knew.
Tell me how you like this one. I'm gonna play this one for you. Oh yeah, you're gonna love this one. I'm about to play you one called Sunny from Sunny R. I'm going to play this song from Brian Courtney. It's called Just Love. Have you heard of Brian Courtney?
Oh, sir, I got the CD. But
oh,
don't
man.
Play it. This is my song. Play it.
All right, this is.
Man, I've been to a lot of beautiful churches. And they were filled with so many beautiful people. It was a pleasure to be there. There's just this one church in Houston, Texas. I had to write a song about, 'cause they love me. They would say, you can run, you can run, you can run, you can run, but there's no hiding place you can't deny. Don't try to fight, 'cause we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay, so touch somebody. Find out that they understand when you tell them what you've been through, who you are, what you had to do. Believe it when you hear them say that the God we serve has made a way for you to lay your burden down, rest and make a joyful sound, because we love you. There is nothing you could ever do, oh no, about. You get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay, so hug somebody now, hold tight till you let it out. Somebody's gonna stand right and wipe away every tear. And if you need a friend, don't you wait outside, you can come on in. But even if you take your time, don't rush, it'll be alright, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. You lose your way, still got a place to stay, so just love, no fear.
Follow me, let me hear you say,
just love, no fear,
no fear,
just love. Let me me look at you. Ooh, child, you look like my sister on my father's side. Come closer, let me look at you. Ooh, child.
Oh, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that. TZ, that guy is off the chain, isn't he?
Hey, man. Ooh, child, you look like my sister on my father's side. Come closer, let me look at you. Oh, yeah, man. There's at the beginning where he said, you can run, but there's no hiding place.
Yeah.
That's from the Gap Band, Charlie Wilson.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because there's a song called Hiding Place on, like, one of their first albums. And also, when he says, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it, George Wallace, the comedian, always says that.
You know,
I'm just giving you some info on the lyrics here, because I love lyrics. You know me, I write lyrics, so I love that whole album. I played that on my show about 2 months ago.
Man, that
but, you know, I be on the music, so you know, I know that one.
And man, listen, man, I know you do, man. I know you do. I know you know your music. You know,
I want you to get Cynthia Jones, gospel singer. Cynthia Jones. When you see the CD, she's got a blonde afro, big blonde afro, black lady. Her name is Cynthia Jones. The whole CD is the bomb. I love it. I've been trying to get in contact with Brian Courtney Wilson and also her. I mean, they're hard to get in contact with, but I've been trying to get in contact with them so I can get them on my show.
Oh, man, let me tell you. First of all, guys, tell them your name of your show.
It's ATAZP Live. ATAZP stands for Another TAZ Production.
And you guys, there's nothing like actually being a part of what TAZ is doing, because let me tell you this, he is an innovator. You're an innovator.
Well, I try to do different things on the show, like the night court thing that we do all the time. Matter of fact, I'm going to need you on the night court. So
where?
Do a night court. I'll hit you up in the email. It'll probably be like in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
because
I love
doing that.
You know, while you're on, you know, I have to play something for you. I want you to check this out. This is Changes. The song is called Changes. The group formation, the group name is Noel Five, but it's actually my uncle. It's actually my uncle, Rodney Edwards. And this song called Changes. And the group that he put together, which is basically a combination of different singers, he did one of those things where he produced it, he wrote it and produced it and brought, and he played on it. And he and my aunt, his wife, actually co-wrote some things. So check this song out, all right?
All right.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was my uncle, and that was Changes, the name of the group, Noel 5. And right now, I just want to give out a shout-out to my boy, my brother, Patrick Voshoff in Germany, who's actually listening to the radio show. Thank you, Patrick. He's a musician, so hopefully one day he'll call in. And I'm bringing back on the line my big brother, T.A.Z. Hey, T, how do you like that?
Man, I like that. He lives in D.C. up there with you?
Yeah, he lives up in Maryland.
Hey, man. And they write and do their own music, too?
Yeah.
I need to get with him and give him a track so he can write and do something to one of my tracks. I like that. I like that beat, too. Yeah, I like that beat, too.
You know, in fact, I have to ask him. Cause
I was impressed with that.
Yeah, he used to play for one of the groups. Mom, if you know what's named the group that Uncle Rodney used to play with back when you guys were younger, give me a call. That's Uncle Rodney is my dad's brother, one of his brothers. So my mom might actually know the name of the group that he used to play with. But he used to play for one of the groups that I used to do. What am I talking about? My uncle used to play. I have to stay focused. You know, my uncle played for one of those groups back in the day. He was bad.
Right.
You know? So I think he was.
I like that though. That sounds good. And who was singing? Was it his wife and him?
No, I don't know who was singing. It definitely wasn't my uncle, and it wasn't my aunt.
Okay.
No, but I think my uncle was playing. He was playing the horn. Or the trumpet. I think he was playing the trumpet, and I think he was playing the electric guitar.
Okay.
On that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But you know what? You know, T.A.Z., I just have to say, I want to check this out. This is my boy. This is one of my good friends. This is his song. It's titled Another Day, okay?
Okay.
The sun shines across my face. I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk long life's Christian journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging seas, I know that He will keep you in perfect peace. Another day, another day, He has kept me. Another day, another day, just one more day. Night is over and the sun starts to shine again. I know the Lord my God, He has kept me another day. Oh, another day, another day. God has blessed me with another day. Another day, just one more day, He has kept me. Oh, so no matter what you're going through, I know that my God will see you through another day.
That's one of my good brothers. He's like a good friend of mine, like a brother, Dan J. Butler.
I can't really tell you who is that. But I know. Hey, that song can be in between, like at church when Sunday school is over. And they get ready to get the praise team up so they can get, you know, people seated for main service. That's like one of them in-between songs. So you'd be right there in church and everybody like, another day, you know, as they sitting down.
I can only see it,
man, because my head was going the whole time because, you know, I'm familiar with that music because there's several lyrics that have been written against that same kind of music. But I like what he was saying, too.
Oh yeah, you know what? You know, I have to say this. I have to send a shout out to one of my aunts who's actually listening. My aunt Mim. I just want to say, Aunt Mim, I love you. I love you, Aunt Mim, and I'm glad that you're listening into your radio show. So I just have to say that she didn't press one. Well, if you press one, Aunt Mim, I'll bring you on live. Oh, she pressed one. Hold on. See, you about to meet my aunt, my mom's older sister.
Hello,
Aunt Mim. Aunt Mim, you live on the Hard Love Radio Show. Aunt Mim. Aunt Fanny. Well, maybe she stepped away. I'll be right back to Aunt Mim. But okay. Oh, now they're both saying something. Now I'm about to bring them on. Ma'am?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry I had it on mute.
I have you and Mom on live, Aunt Mim.
Oh, okay. I have truly enjoyed myself. But I really love that song that just went off.
Yes.
That Another Day.
Yes.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I like that.
You know what? Dan just he has the final version with the lady singing background behind him,
mm-hmm.
And it's like a jazz. It's even jazzier.
That I like that a lot. I really, really did.
Now TAZ. This is one of my. This is one of my mini aunts.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing great.
Good.
Let me tell you about my Aunt Mim. She sings as well, and I'm trying to pull up one of their songs with both of them singing, but for some reason it's not coming up.
That's good.
That's great. Next time.
I might have to get her recorded when I get up there.
You know me.
I'm one for recording somebody.
Listen, I think they'll do it, T.
Yeah, they just write good church song for them to sing. Yeah, I'm already feeling it.
Good.
And let me tell you about my aunt. I'm sorry, Mom, what were you going to say?
I said, TAC, you feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I can already see. I know me. Once I get around somebody that likes to sing, Then I'll be like, well, we need to record y'all. Let's do this. Let's get it going.
Let me tell you this. My aunt is also a writer as well, and her book is going to be coming out pretty soon.
Oh, that's good.
I put her on the spot, see?
That's good.
I don't know about pretty soon. It will be coming out, but I don't know about pretty soon.
Well, I'm a writer too, so I want you to continue to write and get it done so it can get out there. And once it gets published, then I'll have you on my show as well.
Oh, good. I've become more diligent as far as that is concerned.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I got to tell you, growing up, I grew up listening to my mom and her sisters sing, and that's how I wanted to do the same thing. And then my Aunt Mim's daughter, Rika, that's my Aunt Mim. Mim's is the mother of my cousin Eureka, the one who
on the song we heard. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her daughter. So you know, we're definitely affected by all the music from them. So it was nice
family.
Yeah. Yes, but I just wanted to say, I know time has run out tonight, but I just want to thank all you guys for coming out. And for those who did not actually come on cue, but are actually listening right now, I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into the Heart Love Radio Show and making this show a favorite of yours. A special shout out to TAZ.
Back at you, bro.
To my
and,
Aunt Mim.
Back at you, bro.
and none other than my mama. Back at you, bro. I can't bring you around the family. You see how crazy they are.
I see. So I love you, G, right? And give with me, man.
All right. I definitely going to do that. And I love you, too. Give Darlene my best. Tell her I will be calling her later on tonight.
All right.
And don't forget to tune in next Tuesday for the next sermon, which will be from 9 to 10. So we're trying a different new format. So Tuesdays is going to be either myself preaching or a guest preacher coming in. And so definitely tune in on Tuesday from 9 to 10, and then next Thursday from 6 to 7. I just want to say God bless you guys.
God bless you too, sweetie.
God bless you.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Okay. And you guys, I just want to just encourage you, if you're listening to stream right now, please check out my CD on iTunes and also my cousin's CD on iTunes. Her name is Eureka A. Wright, and just look for her CD entitled Called for a Purpose, and then look for my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. God bless you, and take care.